Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, Eau Claire Police Chief Matt Rokas tells us more about the public safety referendum that voters will decide on in the city this November 8th. Plus, also, we'll hear from the Republican candidate for Secretary of State, Amy Loudenbeck. After serving 12 years in the state assembly, she's challenging longtime Democratic incumbent Doug LaFollette. That's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. First off, there's a $1.4 million public safety referendum that City of Eau Claire voters will decide on November 8th. Friday, I spoke with Eau Claire Police Chief Matt Rokas and began by asking him, so November 8th, there is a proposed public safety referendum on the ballot. Please tell us about it.
Yes, thank you, Mark, and thank you for the opportunity to talk about this important issue. The City of Eau Claire, we've identified a need for more public safety services or more public safety resources. Specifically, as it relates to the police department, we've experienced in the last 10 years some very significant increases in calls for service. Our calls for service in the last 10 years have increased 67%. So our officers are responding to about 20,000 more calls for service a year compared to where we were just 10 years ago. And additionally, our officers on a daily basis are dealing with more complex issues, more issues related to acute mental health crisis, situations that require a police officer due to safety concerns or to some legal obligations. We're dealing with more issues related to the symptoms of drug abuse and addiction, and more issues and calls for service involving firearms and guns that are dangerous and are to the core of our responsibility to ensure a safe community. And those added drains on our staff and our resources, they're having a significant impact on our response times and slowing down our officers' ability to respond when a person is in need for a life and safety situation.
So Chief Rokas, what will actually appear on the ballot November 8th? And of course, early voting will be 2 weeks prior to that wrapping up. But what will actually appear on the ballot?
Yes. So the referendum question that will be posed for City of Eau Claire voters will to authorize an increase in the tax levy to raise an additional approximate $1.4 million. That additional tax levy revenue to the City of Eau Claire would provide 15 additional public safety staff or personnel, 6 firefighter EMTs, 6 police officers that will be assigned to patrol who will directly be providing service into the community, just as the firefighter EMTs. 2 community service officers. Those are police department employees that will be out in the community responding to, lower level calls for service, assisting at traffic crashes, stalled autos, things like that, that help free up some capacity and free up bandwidth for our officers and firefighter EMTs to deal with more of the life and safety issues. And then finally, the last position is some clerical staff in our 911 center. Our 911 operators have a very difficult job. They deal with a very high call volume, but they also have to wear 2 hats. They have to handle open records requests. They have to manage the information that goes into the National Crime Database as far as entering and removing people who are wanted on warrants and stolen items. So that additional clerical staff in the 911 center will free up our 911 operators' ability to answer 911 calls and dispatch emergency personnel countywide.
Chief Rokas, how does the current size of the Eau Claire Police Department compare to others around the state?
The Eau Claire Police Department, in comparison to other police departments throughout the state of Wisconsin and also across the country, we're very lean. We're very modest in size. If we compare our department to the state of Wisconsin average for police departments, the number of officers per 1,000 residents, we would have to add 16 police officers to equal the state average. Comparing us to the national average, to have the same number of officers per 1,000 residents, we would have to add 67 police officers to meet that national average. Through this referendum, we're asking for 6 officers. Each one of those 6 officers would be assigned to patrol and would be out there across the 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week schedule, directly providing service to community members when they're in need and facing an issue related to life and safety.
You're listening to Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO. I'm Mark Halverson. I asked Eau Claire Police Chief Matt Rokas on Friday in our recorded conversation to explain what City of Eau Claire taxpayers will be responsible for if the public safety referendum passes November 8th.
The $1.4 million in additional tax levy, broken down for the typical household in Eau Claire, for a property parcel valued at $100,000, that breaks down to equaling about $25 additionally or more in annual tax levy. For a home or a parcel valued at $200,000, it's about $45 annually in additional tax levy that will be on the property tax bill. You know, to go a little bit further, the average parcel or average property taxpayer in Eau Claire, their property is valued at about $180,000. So the average taxpayer in Eau Claire, if the referendum is approved, would pay less than $40 in additional property taxes for these 15 public safety personnel.
Chief Rokas, as I understand it, you can't actually advocate for people to vote yes or no on this. Is that right?
That's correct. State law is very strict in the parameters for going to for a municipality to go to referendum. We're able to, you know, once our city council here in Eau Claire decided to pose this question to the voters for a referendum, we're able to provide information about, you know, what our departments are experiencing. You know, police and fire specifically with this referendum are it's geared towards. So we can talk about what we're experiencing. We can talk about what the costs are to help inform the voters on that. And then also, you know, talk about, you know, what will the result be if there's a vote yes or a vote no, that, you know, if the community and the voters approve this referendum, we will have, you know, 15 additional public safety professionals out in the community, boots on the ground, directly providing police, fire, emergency services. And if not, if the voters don't approve this referendum, you know, as a community and as a service provider, we're going to have to make some difficult decisions because we do deal at the police department and the fire department with real life and safety issues. We need to maintain the capacity to do that. So, you know, there could be, if the voters do not approve this, we may have to make some very difficult changes in how we deal with some other lower level issues.
Let me ask you, in terms of the city council deciding to put this to a referendum, I mean, they could have decided to just give you the funding, but they opted instead for a referendum, even though there's been no new officers added since 1996?
Yes, that's a council decision on how to formulate the budget. Municipal finance and municipal budgeting is very complex. We have a very unique system in the state of Wisconsin with property tax levy limits, which do create some challenges and some obstacles when it comes to municipal financing. The council has determined that this is the best option or best foot forward to address these concerns and issues by putting the referendum question on the November ballot.
There is some really helpful information Chief Rokas provided online, but you and I both know it's available, but lots of people won't take the time to check that out. But if they want to do their due diligence beyond this program, there's plenty of information provided online, correct?
This is a very important question for Eau Claire's voters. It's going to have a very significant long-term impact on our community. And because of the importance, there is a lot of resources out there for the voters to be able to take a look at. We have quite a bit of informational material on the city's website. To go to the City of Eau Claire's website and the referendum section on that, it talks about, you know, levy limits, talks about the increase in calls for police service, the increases in demands for fire service, and also some of the stress and strain that our employees are undergoing in order to provide the basic public safety services for Eau Claire. So there's resources out there online. There's going to be a number of community informational meetings that are occurring. So we've got two coming up in the next couple of weeks that will be held at the public library. We'll be at a number of neighborhood association meetings talking about this important issue, answering questions from community members to make sure our voters in Eau Claire are informed of the referendum and what's at stake.
There is another referendum on the ballot, the Eau Claire school referendum, almost $100 million. Do you in any way feel like the voters will be pitting those two against each other?
Voters are going to have a difficult choice this November as it comes to the City of Eau Claire's public safety referendum. And there is also the school district's referendum on the ballot. We're all feeling the squeeze of inflation and some financial pressures, and it's going to be a tough decision.
Chief Rokas, thanks so much for joining us.
I'm very thankful for the opportunity to speak with you today.
Again, that $1.4 million public safety referendum, which will appear on the ballot for City of Eau Claire voters on November 8th, and early voting not far away later in October. Meanwhile, after serving 12 years in the Assembly in Madison as a representative from Clinton, Wisconsin, Republican Amy Loudenbeck is challenging longtime Democratic Secretary of State Doug La Follette. She was campaigning in our neck of the woods this past week. We caught up with her in Rice Lake, and I asked her to tell us a bit about herself.
The campaign is going great. This is my first run for statewide office, but I have served in the legislature for the last 12 years. I'm voluntarily giving up my seat. I feel like we have this office. It's a constitutional office, directly accountable to the voters, and it's important, and we need to restore purpose and respect to the office, and that's why I'm running.
There seem to be, your opponent has a well-known name in Wisconsin politics historically, and he's been around in this seat for a long time, Doug La Follette.
That is correct, which is why I am working so hard to make sure I am directly connecting with voters, meeting them where they are at, traveling to communities across the state, introducing myself, looking people in the eye, and shaking their hand if I possibly can, if not taking that opportunity to put myself out for a meet and greet so people can come and meet me, or stopping in to local TV or radio stations. So thanks for the opportunity. But letting people know this is a real contest in the fall, and there is a stark contrast between me and my opponent. And hopefully they can make it a good, informed decision in November.
So spell out the stark contrast between you and La Follette.
Well, 12 years I've spent in the legislature, I have a record of results. I have had the opportunity to serve on the budget committee for 8 years, 4 years as vice co-chair, working with the legislature to advocate for things I think are good for my constituents and good for Wisconsin. I've had over 50 bills signed into law. I have this record of results and working relationships and getting things done, solving complex policy issues. In contrast, Doug La Follette, after 44 years, we as taxpayers have nothing to show for it except his name on the door of an office that's often locked and not accessible to the public.
And actually, I mean, one of the things that stuck out even in recent times was our own Republican State Senator Kathy Bernier dropping a legal threat after Secretary of State La Follette failed to mail out documents he was responsible for.
Correct. And I am hearing stories like that across the state. And the case of Senator Bernier's bill, Doug La Follette was just defiant of what the letter of the intent of the resolution said, made excuses, said he didn't think it was important. There are other people that have similar stories waiting for their international adoptions or their other international documents to be authenticated for cargo that's at sea or trade or court. And this is a real issue for the citizens of Wisconsin that expect some customer service and responsiveness from the Secretary of State.
So talking politically, I mean, it seems like there's a lot of ways that, without getting into the specifics of and personalities of candidates, a lot of ways where Republicans can feel hopeful that November 8th could be a big day for them. But Wisconsin being kind of the purple state it is, one never knows, right?
Right. And this race has always sort of been in its own category. But I do think that people are definitely engaged. There are a lot of people that really want to make an informed decision. So I think getting this information out there is incredibly helpful. But looking at the turnout in the Republican primary, people are darn excited to choose their candidates, and hopefully will remain excited through November 8th.
Very good. Well, Amy, I appreciate it. If people want to learn more about your candidacy, where can they go?
My website is VoteAmyWI, and that is also my Twitter handle and my social media handle.
Again, Republican State Representative Amy Loudenbeck of Clinton, after 12 years in the lower chamber in Madison, challenging Democratic Secretary of State Doug La Follette, who's been entrenched in that office for well over four decades. Can she pull off the political statewide upset November 8th? We'll find out. Meanwhile, before that, we heard from Eau Claire Police Chief Matt Rokas informing us about the public safety referendum, the $1.4 million public safety referendum being put to voters coming up on November 8th and in the early voting. in which they're looking to add 6 police officers, 6 firefighter paramedics, 2 civilian community service officers, and 1 civilian law enforcement associate to support 911 operations. Our thanks to both of them for joining us. We're working on other election-related material between now and November 8th and other things that don't have to do with the election on Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.